Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most college sports talk in town. The home for VCU basketball, Virginia Tech football, all things UVA athletics on Mondays with Who's Talking, hosted by Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from the Augusta Free Press to talk all things UVA athletics, it's our buddy Chris Graham. What's up, Chris? How are you, man?
Adam, great to talk with you, man.
Absolutely. I just signed up for ACC kickoff. Are we going to get a chance to maybe interview Bill Belichick?
There's lots of reasons to go to that, but no, yeah, of course. That's the attraction right there, right? Belichick. Now, I guess we'll see. It's June 3rd. His buyout went down, so he's still there. I guess we will get a chance.
Yeah, we need Pablo Torre on the case to find out if we'll get a chance to interview him. But the reason we're having you on the show today is because Brian O'Connor chose to move on from UVA to Mississippi State. I loved your coverage of this breaking news. People can read it, AugustaFreePress.com. And you're pretty harsh on Coach O'Connor.
Yeah, it's not even a lateral move, it doesn't seem. Mississippi State won a national championship in 2021. Virginia won a championship in 2015, of course, under Brian O'Connor. They spend about the same as Virginia does on baseball. Have a bigger stadium, but money in baseball comes from TV. Virginia's spending level puts it second in the ACC in baseball spending. Mississippi State's spending level, which is again is right about the same as UVA's, puts it ninth in the SEC. So he's going to a place where it's much more competitive in terms of the attention given by the athletics departments to the baseball part of things. That it's got to make it harder to get into, regional play and College World Series and that kind of thing. I don't get it. He was being treated really well at UVA. He was the eighth highest paid coach in all of college baseball with that extension he was given last year. Yeah, it's a head-scratching move.
What went wrong for UVA baseball this season? They certainly had a talented roster.
Yes, on paper, Greg Waters is our staff writer who covers the team on a regular basis. I of course also cover. We agreed before the season that this year's roster on paper was among the most talented in a Brian O'Connor era. Maybe the 2014 team that actually lost in the College World Series final would be the other that would compete for that mantle. They start 12-11. They had that 5-game losing streak in the middle of the season. They finished out strong, but you have to wonder now. Brian O'Connor behind the scenes, it was well known from last fall that he was working hard behind the scenes. That was one way to put it, or maybe complaining a lot behind the scenes about the need for more money for his program, with the infusion of cash expected from the House settlement. That settlement that's going to put a lot of money into college, a lot more money into college sports. He was fighting a losing battle in that respect, but. You have to wonder if that maybe cast a pall over the team, that maybe the attention was scattered a little bit there, because this team, it was not like they had injuries. They didn't have key guys out. Everybody was back from last year. That was, you know, they missed Griffo Farrell and Ethan Anderson, but they had guys. They had plenty of bats. They had plenty of pitching. Just couldn't put it all together. So yeah, it was a weird season. And now maybe we got an idea as to why. Maybe there was something else going on, you know, behind the scenes that affected things.
Chris Graham from the Augusta Free Press covering UVA athletics with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. You know, I've for 22 seasons he was at UVA and he was unbelievable. I mean, you talk about the championship, but you know, the College World Series appearances over and over again, not to mention the amount of Major League Baseball players that represent UVA. Bron O'Connor has this amazing legacy at UVA. You think he's tarnishing it with this move?
I do. I really do. He's, you know, Virginia opened this season when the MLB season started back in March. Virginia had the second most alums of any college on Major League opening day rosters with 8, only one behind Vanderbilt with 9. They're all, you know, I'm hearing that some of those guys are even scratching their heads over this move by their former coach. He preached for years about the value of developing baseball players who also wanted to get a great education. And of course, UVA, I mean, you know, if you're just looking at the only thing we can really use as a quantitative measure, 24th this year in the U.S. News and World Report rankings of major universities, Mississippi State ranked 214th in that measure. You know, he's going to a place where the great education goes out the window. You know, no offense to Mississippi State alums listening in, it's not on the same par anywhere close to UVA education wise. And again, it's at best a lateral move. In terms of the baseball part of things, and I think a step down, because again, he'll be competing there with a lot of schools who put a lot of money into baseball in the ACC. UVA does. So it's an odd move for a guy who supposedly valued the education part of being a college coach. That's going out the window going to Mississippi State.
Right. And the thing is, the move makes Bron O'Connor, when you lay everything out like you have, Chris, it makes Bron O'Connor look stupid. I don't think he's stupid. In fact, I think he's one of the best baseball coaches in America, and I'm sure Ryan Zimmerman and others would agree. So this move maybe has more to do with the ACC versus the SEC, or more importantly, UVA AD Carla Williams not getting along with her head coaches.
You know, on the first point, the ACC has 5 teams in a super regional this coming week, and the SEC's got 4. Now, the SEC got 13 of its teams into the tournament, 13 of its 16 teams into the NCAA tournament. But only 4 of them advancing, and Murray State was one of the schools that knocked off Ole Miss down in. It was last night that they won the elimination game there. So, I mean, Murray State spends almost nothing on baseball, and the SEC does spend a lot. As far as Carla Williams, I mean, if I'm Carla Williams, I'm looking at the budget, and everybody in college baseball loses money. The average Power 5 school loses $2.8 million a year playing baseball. They're just not TV money in baseball, and that's where the money in college sports comes from, is TV. You know, the tickets are just on top of that. You know, UVA lost $3.4 million running its baseball program last year. When you go to a World Series and you still lose a lot of money, that's tough. And here, Bron O'Connor was asking for – he was wanting 10% of the house settlement money, which that's going to be salaries that will eventually be able to be paid. The schools have their discretion how to use that money. A lot of schools are going to put a lot of it, for obvious reasons, to football and men's basketball, because those are the two sports on any campus that make money. He was wanting $2 million of that for his program, and then he was wanting 34 scholarships, which is another $1 million on top of that. If you're already losing $3.5 million and now you're saying, hey, give me 3 more million to lose, that's hard for an AD to balance, I'm sure. So I'm giving her a little bit of slack there. I've been critical of Carla for lots of things, I think mostly football, but on this one, I don't know if I can fault her.
See, I kind of am on Coach O'Connor's side. If that was the story, I'm a national champion. I'm not getting respected. Your football team doesn't win a game. Your football team doesn't fill the stadium. I mean, that's what I would say. If I was BOC, if you're telling me everything you just told me, I'm getting the heck out of here. I'm going to the SEC, where you just said 13 of the 16 teams made it into the dance.
And if I'm Carla Williams and you tell me that, if you're Bron O'Connor, I'd say the football team made $20 million last year, a profit of $20 million last year. I'm going to put more money there, because that's where I can make more money. You know, that's the balancing act here. And at Mississippi State, their athletics department ran an $8 million deficit last year. In addition to the baseball team losing $3.1 million, the overall department lost $8 million. Their football team went 2-10. I would wonder about their AD. He fired the head coach, Chris Lemonis, who won the championship 4 years ago. If you're going to fire a national championship winning coach 4 years later, that says how serious they take baseball down in the SEC. But also, this AD's probably a little bit on a hot seat. I have to imagine if your department's losing $8 million a year and your football team is 2-10 like they were last year, you know, that's the guy that's hiring you. But the next guy, whoever that is, your faith in his hands, not this guy's hands.
Yeah.
So there's a lot that's unsettled there. If me looking at it, that adds even more to the questions that I would have for Brian O'Connor with this move.
Yeah, and you're much more plugged in than I am. But from my perspective, I don't understand what Carla Williams has done that's good. You're terrible in football. You're lost. Basketball, you lost a legend. I'm excited for Odom, but there's no way Tony Bennett should have retired. You could claim it's NIL and transfer portal. I think it had to do with his relationship and to the people above him. And now you lost baseball. The ACC's lost in every major sport to the SEC. Basketball, baseball, football, they're getting all their teams into the big dance. Like, what has the AD done well for UVA?
Well, now, on the Tony Bennett part of things, he didn't step down because of Carla Williams. He stepped down in spite of Carla Williams talking him out of quitting for 3 years. He said that at his retirement press conference back in October. He said it was the spring of 2021. He looked at the coming NIL transfer portal era and said, I'm not sure my approach to basketball works in this era. She talked him out of quitting in 2021. She talked him out of quitting, he said, every spring thereafter. So if the error was made, the error was made on her part in talking him out of quitting, because you got to think back now. Those last three seasons he coached, he had an NIT team. He did have a team that was a top 10 team most of the season the next year, but then his last team played in the first four and got embarrassed in that first four game. So, I mean, you know, maybe the move should have been made a little sooner than it was made, and she did what an AD should do. I've got a Hall of Fame coach. I'm gonna do everything I can to keep that guy from quitting.
Yeah.
So in that sense, yeah, the ACC, SEC, that's not the ACC, SEC thing. The money part of this is above even Carla Williams' pay grade. It's above Jim Ryan, the president of UVA's pay grade. That's the contract signed back in 2016 with ESPN that's locked in until 2036. And ACC schools are getting a lot less money from ESPN than the SEC is getting. That they have to be creative. All those ADs, all those presidents have to be creative figuring out how to find the money. And it's not easy to do. So, but UVA is compared to their ACC peers, flush in cash. They're number 30 in the country in spending on the athletics department. They're top three in the ACC. I don't know what more they can do. They can find more money, and that's really the job of an AD now, is to hire coaches, find money, and then rinse and repeat.
Yeah. I love having you on the show, man. Great stuff today. Can you leave me with a reason to be optimistic for UVA football?
UVA football, they spent a lot of money this offseason. The donors ponied up big bucks, over $10 million for this roster. He recruited well, Tony Elliott did. It's a roster that, you know, the recruiting services are ranking the transfer portal class top 20, top 15 in some cases in the country. The schedule looks favorable. I mean, that said, it's a make or break year. It's Tony Elliott's fourth year. He knows he's been given all this money. He needs to win. I think he needs to win eight games with the infusion of money and this schedule. So you're going to see them pull out all the stops. I'm optimistic, cautiously optimistic, that they'll be pretty competitive this year.
Chris, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you taking the time.
Hey, thanks, Adam. Take care, man.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. NFL came out with a list. It is list season here as we cruise through the offseason, the most important offseason in Commanders franchise history, a list of the most likely teams to win their very first ever Super Bowl during the 2025 NFL season. We'll give you the list, and we rank those teams on NFL Hits Offseason Edition with AWOD Radio.
Every offseason rumor, every free agent on the move, and the drama surrounding the NFL draft. It's NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
So, 12 teams that lack a Lombardi trophy. There are 12 franchises that have never won a Super Bowl. First off, let me just say, Stub, as I puff my chest out a little bit, that's 12 franchises that are three victorious seasons away from touching what Washington has already achieved. Three Super Bowls away from what Joe Gibbs has already accomplished with three different quarterbacks. There'll never be a coach again that wins three Super Bowls in 10 years with three different quarterbacks. It's just unreal what Joe Gibbs did. But the Philadelphia Eagles were the last new Super Bowl champion, all right, when they did it in 2017, and then they just won it again this past season. But there are 12 franchises that still lack that Lombardi trophy. Here's the list and how NFL.com would stack the Lombardi-less squads' chances of finally getting on top. So at the bottom of the list is the Cleveland Browns. And that's just not happening this season. Shedeur Sanders could be as good as Jaden Daniels was, and Cleveland's not winning the Super Bowl this season. Number 11 on the list is the Tennessee Titans. Cam Ward can be Jaden Daniels. They're not winning the Super Bowl this season. That 3-14 Titans team has about 8 or 9 positions they still need to improve on. At number 10, is there any chance that Bryce Young and his late season surge last year leads the Panthers to their first ever Super Bowl championship? Can he finish the job that Jake Delhomme started? Jake Delhomme, Musa Muhammad, Steve Smith. We move to number 9, the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think Jacksonville will surprise some people this season. I believe in the Duval man himself, Liam Cohen. I don't think it's going to be Travis Hunter. That's the reason the Jags go from 4-13 to a 10-win team. I think it's the resurgence of Trevor Lawrence with a smart offensive mind and the resurgence of Travis Etienne Jr. Do not sleep on Etienne and Brian Thomas as one of the star wide receivers in the NFL this season. Number 8, the Atlanta Falcons. This list is starting to heat up a little bit, Stubb. I could see the Falcons going on a magical run this year if Michael Penix stays healthy. because I love Bijan Robinson, Drake London. I think they got some pieces there. We'll see what happens with Kyle Pitts. There was a rumor earlier this week they were looking to trade him. I don't think that will be the case, but they made sure to get better on the defensive side of the ball during the draft. So if the defense is improved, we'll see what kind of improvements the offense can make with a full season Michael Penix as a starter. 7, the Arizona Cardinals. Now, Jonathan Gannon lost a Super Bowl with the Eagles, but he is a smart defensive mind. It all comes down to Kyler Murray. I don't see it happening for Kyler Murray this year. Stubb, do you? I mean, just, I'm not a Kyler Murray guy anymore.
No, I honestly, I'd put Cardinals way lower on this list.
6, L.A. Chargers. It's crazy to think the Chargers don't have a Super Bowl because for most of my life, Phillip Rivers had them in the playoffs every single year with LaDainian Tomlinson. You know, you go back to the 90s when they had Junior Seau and early 2000s. Like, they've had some really good squads. They had Najee Harris to go with along with rookie Omarion Hampton. Harbaugh is the coach. Herbert, it's all about Herbert. The thing is Herbert has struggled so much in the postseason. I don't think he's won a playoff game. I think that was the thing, right? Is that he had that big lead and then he blew it and lost to Jacksonville. And we saw what happened this year, right? So I don't know if it's going to be the Chargers this year. 5, the Houston Texans. That's very intriguing. Very intriguing as a long shot to win the Super Bowl. It seems like they took a step back last season. I disagree with everybody that said that because C.J. Stroud made it back into the postseason, won a playoff game in the year in which every wide receiver in the building got hurt. That's not a step back in my mind.
He's got no line.
Well, that's why C.J. Stroud's going to have to run for his life. 4, the Cincinnati Bengals. They'd actually be number 2 on my list. 3, the Minnesota Vikings. I'd see them taking a major step back. 14-3 to rookie J.J. McCarthy winning maybe 9 games. 10 tops. 2, the Detroit Lions. I just think the Lions will take a step back. I will pick the Bengals as a better chance to win the Super Bowl this year than the Lions. And then the number 1 is the Buffalo Bills, and I could really see that happening. The problem is they've never fully gotten past the Kansas City Chiefs.
No one can.
Right?
No one can in the AFC.
And the AFC, every year, gets more difficult. Right?
I mean, who's the last person to do it? Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Joe Burrow broke through, and then the league broke Joe Burrow.
Yeah, it was 5 years
ago. Pretty much. He hasn't been the same since then. So, I would go Bills number 1 on my list here, and I would go Bengals 2, Lions 3. I would probably have Texans 4, LA 5, Cardinals 6. No, not Cardinals 6, Falcons 6. Falcons moving up on my list. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. So I told you guys the NBA Finals begin Thursday. I'm taking the Indiana Pacers. I'll give you all of my reasons why when we return here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, the Indiana Pacers against the Oklahoma City Thunder, and it feels like it is A-Wad versus the world with my Indiana Pacers pick to challenge and beat the Oklahoma City Thunder in the NBA Finals after breaking the hearts of New York Knicks fans across the country. It would be historic for the Pacers to win for many reasons, and I wanted to break down a few of them right now, and we'll give the take for why Oklahoma City should win, but it's pretty obvious. They were the best team in the West. They've had an unbelievable record against Eastern Conference teams this year. They have the MVP on their roster. Once again, they were the best team in the West. They have cruised pretty much through the Western Conference, aside from the Nuggets taking them to 7. They're a younger team that has a ton of talent that has played on the chip on their shoulder all season long. But if the Pacers win the championship, no team has won the NBA title with lower odds at the start of the season. The Pacers would be the lowest regular season win team since the 1994 Rockets. They were only favored to beat the Bucks in this playoffs, not even heavily favored. They ran through the East, including that historic Cleveland Cavaliers team. They haven't been to the finals since Reggie Miller. They have really no true superstar on the team or even defensive stars. It's just a quality, deep squad with a lot of underrated talent. The odds for the Thunder to beat the Pacers are the sixth highest odds since 1968. Everyone's picking the Thunder. The Pacers, Tyrese Haliburton, have the player who is voted most overrated to start the playoffs. The Pacers have already had multiple 20-point comebacks. They've had three coming back from down 7 points in the final minute. Since 1997, that's only happened once. Pacers did it three times this postseason. And Haliburton has last-second heroics, just like Jalen Brunson did for the New York Knicks. They've already had three comebacks. They've got urgency, right? This is a team that gets into their sets offensively. They're really good in transition. They push the pace, just like Oklahoma City does. It's going to be a good matchup for that. Three-point shooting, they're the fifth most accurate team from NBA range this season, and they lead all the teams in the playoffs, making more than 13 a game at 40% shooting. And oh yeah, Tyrese Haliburton leading the way. He's not even the best player on their team when you consider Pascal Siakam won Eastern Conference Finals MVP, despite Haliburton being a walking double-double and averaging more than 6 rebounds per game. So I think the case for the Pacers is, look, this is a team that has all the odds against them. They're playing with house money. There's nothing to really be concerned about or to have pressure on you, because you weren't even supposed to make it to the finals. You weren't even supposed to really get out of the first round. You got Haliburton, who's playing, you know, with this chip on his shoulder. I think we're all sleeping on Pascal Siakam having a chip on his shoulder, because everybody that watches the NBA gave all the credit in the world to Kawhi Leonard when the Raptors won a title. Siakam was a massive piece for them and has kind of been floating around doing nothing until Indiana snagged him. And so I think there's a lot of reasons for the Pacers to win. And I am picking the Pacers. I love the odds at plus 500. Ride with Indy if you're with me. The case for OKC: the Pacers are deep, they're young, they're skilled. The Thunder are deeper, younger, and more skilled, and more talented. And the Pacers are a good defensive team. The Thunder smother you. They're better. The Pacers have a pair of scorers. The Thunder have the MVP in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and you can't sleep on how good Jalen Williams has been. I think this is very interesting. This is from NBA.com. Both teams have wildly exuberant fan bases. Both have wildly exuberant fan bases, respected coaches, and tightly bonded cores. But one team in the NBA Finals won 68 regular season games, the other won 50. One team was 29-1, the other wasn't. That's the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Thunder this season never lost 4 games in any 7-game span. They've never lost 4 games in any 7-game span all season long. The Thunder lead the NBA in defensive efficiency. They have the MVP. They say picking the Pacers to climb out of those odds seems foolish. One writer says OKC is on a monster mission. Another one says the Thunder are simply the best team in basketball. I'm not listening to them. I'm rocking with the Indiana Pacers. You can decide. I've laid out the facts. It's obvious. The Thunder are the more talented team. They won more regular season games, but things are a little different when the limelight's are on here for the NBA Finals. You got to show up in game one. And you got to show up on the road. And the series doesn't even begin until a road team wins a game. I am going with the Indiana Pacers. I'm going with coaching. Do not sleep on UVA's Rick Carlisle, one of the best coaches in basketball, getting back to the finals. He did it with the Indianapolis, when they were there 20 years ago, right? 1984 UVA alum. He also won the title with the Dallas Mavericks in 2011. He's been to the finals. He's had success. He's taken 3 teams to the conference finals in 24 seasons. It's an unbelievable win-loss record. He is a fantastic coach. I think that's going to be part of the upper hand that Indianapolis has. I think Pascal Siakam's just much better than Jalen Williams. Maybe I haven't watched enough Oklahoma City. I watched enough Pascal Siakam. All right. Jalen Williams has a better average, points per game, just as good with rebounds and better in assists. For my eye test, the young Jalen Williams, who's 24 years old, is not nearly as good as Pascal Siakam. And so if I'm right that Siakam is better with his experience, he's 31 years old, 7 years of more experience, and an NBA champion with the 2019 Toronto Raptors. If Siakam dominates his individual matchup with Jalen Williams, that's how the Pacers win this game. Not just game one, but win the entire series. Because I do think that Halliburton won't be able to put up the scoring that SGA can, but he's better than him at three-point shooting. That could be a factor. And I think he could really space the floor. I think he's better than SGA in the clutch as well. I'm going to say this right now. Oklahoma City won an amazing amount of games in the Western Conference. And the Western Conference is nearly every single year better than the East. Especially now that the East doesn't have LeBron. But to me, the Pacers were more battle-tested. They had to step up in big occasions to get here. They got past the best team in the East. Now they face off against the best team in the West, and I'm rocking with the Indiana Pacers. A lot of people have told me I'll be wrong, and Oklahoma City will win in 4 or 5. Watch the Pacers win in 6. You're listening to AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah,
give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month. Required new customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks. Busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Breaking news on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, powered by Odyssey, is brought to you by BetQL.
I'm Adam Epstein for Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Breaking news, according to ESPN's Sham Sharnia, the New York Knicks are relieving Tom Thibodeau of his duties as head coach of the New York Knicks after leading the Knicks to their first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. Under Thibodeau, the Knicks made the playoffs in 4 or 5 years and consecutive 50-plus win seasons for the first time since the 90s. But after the loss to the Indiana Pacers in Game 6, there were certainly questions surrounding the future of the New York Knicks. And this is breaking news, shocking in my mind. According to Sham Sharnia, the New York Knicks have fired Tom Thibodeau as head coach of the Knicks. That's breaking news here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Pretty shocking breaking news there. So Tom Thibodeau out as head coach of the New York Knicks. The finals begin Thursday. New York getting a jump start on next season. The first thing I think of is, what happens to the future of Rick Brunson? Jalen Brunson's father, Rick Brunson, who played basketball at a high level. Rick Brunson was the assistant coach for the Knicks this season. Does Rick Brunson lose his job even though their best player is his son, Jalen Brunson? Look, I think it's a very interesting move. There have been a lot of arguments from Knicks fans and NBA insiders and pundits that they did not like the rotations that the Knicks and Tom Thibodeau used in the postseason. I mean, in a winner-you're-done game, we saw DeLon Wright getting fourth-quarter minutes over Jalen Brunson. Tom Thibodeau is supposed to be a fantastic defensive coach. The Knicks lost this series because they could not defend Pascal Siakam, Miles Turner, Tyrese Halliburton, Nembhard, Nesmith. They couldn't defend. That's what it came down to. And it's very interesting because Jalen Brunson was kind of at fault defensively in my mind. He is one of the best closers in basketball. Unbelievable one-on-one ball handler and taking to the basket and scoring, fadeaway, three-point shooter. There's not many holes in his game offensively. There are a lot defensively. He's slow laterally. You can see it. He's slow on a pick and roll. He's slow to recover. He's slow to get back on defense. He's slow to get out to the shooters. The Pacers ran circles around Jalen Brunson defensively game after game after game. I watched it, and it was just unbelievable to me for me to see, all right, Halliburton's having a good game. You know they're going to try to stop him. Well, they just ran a pick and roll to switch Brunson on Halliburton. What happens? Halliburton goes to the basket. Next time down the court, all right, we're going to put Brunson on Nembhard. All right? They do a pick and roll for Halliburton. Then they swing the ball out to Nembhard. Brunson's late to recover. He pump fakes. He goes to the basket. He scores on Brunson. They scored on Brunson, over Brunson, around Brunson, through Brunson, all series long. And I guess they decided, Tom Thibodeau, who's the defensive specialist who let his best player out on an island like that and get taken advantage of defensively, it's his fault. It's his fault. And then you also have the perspective that I think is very interesting. Becky Hammon went out and said, look, the Knicks are never going to win with a small guard, Jalen Brunson, as their best player. She said, look at the history of the league. Outside of Steph Curry, who's the greatest three-point shooter in the history of the game, small guards don't win if they're your best player. That's what she said. She was saying the Knicks are screwed with Jalen Brunson as their best player. So, look, I think it's great for basketball when the Knicks are good. And damn it, Thibodeau had them good. Consecutive 50-win seasons for the first time since the 90s. It's a shame. And it's just a weird trend in the NBA right now where really good coaches who have had success are losing their jobs left and right. And I don't understand it at all. I really don't. So that was breaking news here on The Fan. I did want to close the show, Stub, with an impromptu dude food here on AWOD Radio.
Dude food.
We're not responsible for the content of this program or anything we say when we're really hungry.
Where's my food?
Dude, where's my food?
The most delicious food you've ever tasted.
Yes!
I can eat this off a flip-flop.
He loves food.
Dude food.
All right, Stub, I guess I'll start with my tilt of the day rather than the story of the day. My tilt of the day.
All right, I'm ready.
There was no water in the building. Nothing against Clifford or anybody. Like, we didn't have water today. So I went out and I said, I'm going to buy a cup of coffee and get a complimentary cup of water, right?
Yeah.
Complimentary cup of water. Yeah. Dunkin' Donuts charged me 75 cents for this medium ice water.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I might never go back.
That should be... I'd call that illegal.
I mean, I kept the receipt.
Are we kidding?
Should I post the tweet, post the receipt on Twitter and try to go viral? 75 cents for a cup of medium. What if I had gotten a large ice water?
Was this Dunkin' in the water zone? Well, I guess it's just us that had it off.
Yeah. There's no water zone anymore.
This is ridiculous.
I know.
75 cents.
No water in the building. All right, I'm going to go out and get coffee. All right, I'm fine with spending $3.75 for a cup of coffee. But 75 cents for a cup of water?
Absolutely not.
Is that where we're at now?
Absolutely not. Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. All right. So the big food news stories today is yesterday Popeyes announced they were creating their own version of the snack wrap that made McDonald's very famous in the 2000s. McDonald's released a statement this morning. It's back. They are re-releasing their snack wraps, so the chicken sandwich wars have turned into the snack wrap wars between McDonald's and Popeyes, and I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
I don't know. I'm seeing the prices on
the
Popeyes
going
one.
To, what?
$4.50 a wrap.
No.
Yeah.
It should be like 99 cents.
I know. I'm so out. There's no shot the McDonald's wrap is under $3.
You know what I'm gonna make for dinner tonight?
You make a snack.
I'm gonna make a snack wrap.
I do it all the time
because you can do it for probably under $2.
I get a chicken tender. I add Trader Joe's buffalo dip and then spinach and cheese.
Are you a bit of a Trader Hoe? You've been going there a lot?
Most of my dinners are Trader Joe's.
Really?
There. Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely cooking a snack wrap today. We'll be live and local tomorrow from 12 to 3 p.m. Grant Polson and Danny Ruye drive you home here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.